Sure.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other.
That's us.
For reasons unexplained, they created the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Hey!
Hi, good morning, everybody. Hurricane update here in a minute. So Toto, Africa, right, in
yeah.
the 80s?
Are you going to share the with the class?
Yeah, Cameron, who works after us, our Midday Bay, I heard her yesterday talk about it, and she said a fan of Weezer continually sent them the idea to do that cover. Over and over and over again. And finally, they broke and they did it. And now it's becoming a hit song.
That's
it's being
funny.
Played everywhere, including right here on the MRL show. Good morning.
Good morning. We are tracking flow. Ren.
Yes.
Flow, Ren. Or her flow, as
her flow.
The kids are calling it.
Yeah. It ain't good.
No, already battering the Outer Banks, obviously. Sad situation for a lot of people. Producer Nicole's mom still not evacuated from Myrtle Beach, riding it out. But there's so many people, Roy. You said you saw in the news that a family was trapped in an attic.
Oh, my gosh. I was so glued to it this morning. The whole bottom floor of their house was waist deep in water. So they crawled into the attic and they were just staying up there. And they were going to, you know, like how they have the attic fans that stick out to the outside.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the process of trying to push the fan out. So they can wave. So they can wave at people if they see anyone, because there's no windows in their attic.
Yeah,
and I mean, it was just sad. It was a family of four just hiding in the attic.
Yeah, that is,
you know, and they said that they tried calling 911, and 911 told them, they're like, "There's nothing we can do for you right now."
They don't do rescues and like in the storm.
Like we got your information. We know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to you when we get to you.
Right.
You know, that type of thing.
I'll tell you what's crazy. There's a website called Crowdsource Rescue, and it's kind of like, Roy, you know this. If 911's overwhelmed, and you can go on this website and say that you need saving, basically. Mm-hmm. Listen, so like, Loren, there's little houses on this map, and
yeah.
So here, I'll just click on this.
There's a lot of them.
It says Chris Moore needs rescue. There's currently one person responding. Good. 9 hours ago, Chris said he needed rescuing, and then it has some information about him, obviously where he is.
Mm-hmm. Does it say what, like if there's flooding, and like Roy just said, he's stuck in the attic? Or
doesn't say where, but it'll say number of adults, one, number of pets, none, number of kids, none, elderly. Okay. It's a really good source for people who might have boats or for first responders.
Yeah.
Wow, this is, it's crazy. Here's someone with two elderly people in the house that needs rescue. You know, in New Bern, New Bern's, I guess, getting hit pretty hard.
Yeah, and, you know, I remember I went to New Bern years ago, and I went to a construction development site where they're building new houses. And I got out of the truck, and I was sinking into the ground. I was like, hey, guys, why is it so wetting? And they're wet here. And then he told me that they're building on top of the water.
Whoa.
Yeah. I was what? I guess I don't know how marshlands work, but I guess at some point they could find a way to build on it. I'm not a contractor or engineer, you know. So I last night when I was going to bed, I was thinking about that area that I visited where it was just, like, I was kind of walking through this quicksand, it almost felt like, and how they're handling the storm.
Mm.
You know, I'm sure that was years ago, and over time it's firmed up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the Outer Banks are just getting hammered locally here. They're still calling for potentially 10 inches of rain in Charlotte and
which, by the way,
Outer
that's
counties.
Devastating. That's a lot of rain, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you are at any point thinking, oh, it's just some rain, 10 inches of rain is a lot. And depending on National NOAA, weather.gov, whatever the government weather thing is.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying specific areas in Charlotte could get up to 15 inches of rain, depending on just how low your area is.
Right, and we do have flood-prone areas all over Charlotte. So you know, I mean, people are coming here to get away from the coast, obviously, but there's probably people in Charlotte that need to get out of their low-lying area, whether it's, you know, around what's that river called? Or the little creek that always floods, Lorraine, in South Charlotte, where the you can walk.
The Greenway?
Yeah, the like four-mile creek. Greenway. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that whole area mm-hmm. is going to be devastated, you know.
Yeah.
Sure.
And there's houses on that mm-hmm. Little strip back there, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah. I'm looking at somebody else from Crowdsource Rescue. Three adults, it says on this little note thing here, and the notes say they are on the third floor. The front door was ripped off.
Oh, man.
Whoa. And then someone says, is there water in the house? If you're able to wait till the eye passes, do not go in the attic. That was at 3:30 this morning. Then at 4:20, someone said, spoke to a friend to get the address.
No. So that two things there. There's, I'm from Florida, so we've grown up with hurricanes. And a lot of people get hurt when the eye passes because they think the storm is over and it's just dead calm in the eye.
Mm.
So they tell you not to go out in the eye.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is in Hurricane Andrew, my uncle lost a window and it created a vacuum of everything out of the house. So like they were in a back bedroom. He said it was the scariest moment of his life. He served in our military, but this was like the scariest moment because he had his daughter with him and his wife, and they were holding a door on the hinges because the window had broken and it was vacuuming out there like their kitchenette and their refrigerator, and everything was going out the window. So this person who lost their front door, you have to imagine that if they do get those high gusts, it's going to create a vacuum.
Wow. That's crazy.
It is.
It's devastating, man. I mean, we had time to prepare, but let's be honest, not everybody could evacuate. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people don't evacuate, but there's a lot of people that can't evacuate. They feel like they can't move their elderly. All the medicine, everything they need is at home.
Mm-hmm. Some people can't afford to evacuate.
Oh, man, that hurt my heart. I saw that on ABC News, and he's like, I don't have cash just to even leave. Mm-hmm. Where would I go? I can't even put gas in my car.
Some people don't have cars to leave.
Yeah,
By the way, they also said that radar spotted 6 tornadoes that spun mm-hmm. up. Loren, you know from being a Floridian that these hurricanes also spin up tornadoes, and yep. that's a concern here in Charlotte on Sunday, I understand.
For sure.
So. I mean, and Lancaster is supposed to be getting more rain than Charlotte, and we're already at 10 inches of rain. It's going to be tough, so if you are hearing us, depending on no matter where you are, this storm is going to affect you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just better to be prepared, you know. 10 inches of rain, it may be, you might be like, well, we ain't getting the winds. But the rain is just as important.
Well, I mean, I could imagine a 10 inches of rain also might affect our electricity. If a tree falls. You know, if those power stations get flooded out, we have one right behind our radio station mm-hmm. here. You know, if the water can't drain fast enough, I can't imagine water rising on the power stations is a good thing.
Yeah, right? I don't know much about electricity and water.
Me neither.
I don't think they go well together.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll keep you updated on the latest information that you need, including shelter locations, what you need to do with pets and all that stuff. If you have anybody coming in from the Outer Banks, that's up on Kiss95.1.com.
Kiss 95.1.
Hurricane Florence already made landfall, already creating devastation here for the Carolinas. Things that people have never seen are happening. We spoke to Melissa. Melissa was over there on the coast and
in New Bern,
and she said she's been there since 1954, and it's never flooded like this. She's seeing only things that she would only expect to see in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa's safe, by the way, rescued and taken to the local fire department, where she will then, of course, move on to probably another more permanent shelter.
Yeah.
Shelters open here in Charlotte, East Mecklenburg High School, South Mech, North Mech, Audrey Kell, West Mech, Page Elementary School, just to name a few. Those are for people that are coming in from the Outer Banks or probably staying there. We also have all the information. If you want to bring anything to the shelters, head over to the website, kiss951.com. Some of these shelters are taking in different supplies. So you can go look at that list there. This morning, I went to Harris Teeter to get, Bloody Mary mix for our Friday free for all today. Okay. And when I walked in, huge pallets of water.
Oh, good.
At the Harris Teeter. This one was in Ballantyne, right off of at Stonecrest. So if you're listening and you're in that area and you want to stop by, they did right up front have huge pallets of water.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine a lot of stores probably got overnight deliveries. So if anybody wants to add that, you can call us 704-570-9595. If anyone knows someone who is in the Outer Banks and you haven't heard from them, we would like to talk to you as well, kind of get a sense of how you're feeling, how you're handling it. Luckily, the three of us are okay, but producer Nicole's mom is riding it out in Myrtle. Nicole.
Maybe you need to do the ding-dong.
Ring the doorbell.
I was going to kind of skip it just because of the circumstances.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if she heard you.
Yeah.
You never know. Well, they're in another room.
Yeah, I didn't have a different radio station on. I'm listening to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. So have you heard anything from your mom this morning?
As of this morning, no. I was texting with her yesterday. She said they got everything out from outside. They got the generator ready. As of yesterday evening, it was cloudy and a little breezy, and she was still preparing, but she said she'd keep in touch.
Roy, what's the forecast for Myrtle Beach? Can you look it up on your laptop there while we're...
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
I don't know whose photo producer Nicole showed me before the show, but we used to do this in Florida, too. They would get, like, those big drum buckets and put your furniture up on those things, up on the buckets, in case your living room or something would flood. And I think I told you guys yesterday, we didn't know this when Wilma hit my mom's house in Florida, but we lost all of our photos because we didn't think, I mean, we were so busy boarding things up, we didn't think to move things up high.
Yeah.
And we lost, you know, I mean, you furniture, all that, your photos, they can all be replaced, of course. But if you're preparing, you know, people just tend to move things up.
Yeah. Yeah.
The weather, by the way, for Myrtle Beach, mm-hmm. currently a hurricane warning in effect, storm surge warning in effect. They have 68 mile per hour winds gusting to 100.
Whoa. Okay. Did you hear that?
No, what?
Right as soon as you told it, somebody from work came in and said something to Nicole. 60 to 100 mile an hour winds, storm surge, hurricane warning, Myrtle Beach.
That ain't good.
Not. Should we call her?
Check on her.
We can try.
All right.
I mean, yeah, I'm a little worried if we haven't heard from her this morning because it's there.
Why don't you dial her up?
It's there, you know. Let's make sure she's safe.
We'll skip the dirty here, Loren. Dude, but we are going to, just so everybody knows, MRL show family members, because the hurricane hasn't really hit the Charlotte and areas west of us, we are going to try and do as much of a normal show as we can. Mm-hmm. But if we have to stop and switch things,
that's
what it's going to be today. And by the way, if we need to be here this weekend, if things get really bad here in Charlotte, you lose power, people need rescue, people need saving, who knows what it's going to be. We're prepared to be here on Sunday as well, because that's when the worst is supposed to happen. And if you lose power, you can always listen to us on the KISS95.1 app, charge up your phones, and go that route.
And if you don't know what the latest weather information for Charlotte and the areas, currently looking at 6 to 10 inches with 15 inches of rain, depending if you're in a low-lying area. If you're south of Charlotte, Lancaster, and going towards the coast, you're going to be getting way more rain, 15 to 20 inches of rain.
All schools closed today. I know Union County, Dean's out, and I assume that they'll probably be out on Monday.
They are out on Monday. I got an email last. I assume because my college course follows Mecklenburg County that we don't have school through Monday, and I have a class Monday night. So I'm assuming that they won't have school Monday.
Okay, let's jump on a quick break here. When we come back, we'll have hopefully talk or get some information on producer Nicole's mom, who is riding out the storm in Myrtle Beach, where the worst is yet to come. Wrightsville, Wilmington, those areas are getting completely devastated. New Bern, lots of people needed rescuing there. So that's the latest update, and we'll keep it here. If you want to chime in, you know anyone in any of those areas, if you talk to anyone, please feel free to add it. 704-570-9595.
Now, a Hurricane Florence update on KISS95.1.
Hurricane Florence slamming the coast of the Carolinas from Wilmington all the way down through Charleston and New Bern.
What can we do here in Charlotte to help? We can contact people who need rescuing, like this woman right here. Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
Amy, tell everyone here in Charlotte what your situation is there in New Bern.
Well, right now, Actually, I'm in Bridgeton. I'm across the river from New Bern, so I don't know how New Bern is, but I'm pretty sure that it's just as bad, if not worse, than we are.
Okay.
This house has been here since 1957 and has never, ever flooded inside the house until last night.
How much water?
We had almost 2 feet of water in this house.
Oh, wow.
And it came up fast. It came up fast. I mean, it came up faster than it ever has before, and it scared the living daylights out of me.
Where did you, when this
water
was...
We are waiting on rescue now because I need a warm shower and dry clothes.
Yeah. Now, but, when the water came in, did you have to get to your higher floors? What'd you do?
We don't have higher floors. I'm a single-story family dwelling.
How'd you...
There is no place higher for me.
Oh, wow. So you just had to stay there.
That's it. We don't have an attic. I've got...
Where are you standing right now? Where are you guys...
I'm standing in my living room right now looking out my picture window at the waves coming from the Neuse River into my front yard.
Oh, are you standing in water?
Probably about a quarter of an inch.
Mm.
It finally did recede a little bit.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, a little bit. It went down a lot. Yeah, it went down about 17, 18 inches.
Wow.
Have you heard anything?
2 hours ago or something?
Have you heard anything from neighbors, anybody else in your area that needs rescuing?
No, I have not. I don't have any of their numbers. I have been speaking to my niece and a friend of mine that I know from work,
mm-hmm.
and they tried all night long to try to get somebody over here to help us. But we weren't the only ones in trouble.
Now, did the water wake you up, or have you just been up all night trying to...
Oh, no. I've been up all night.
Yeah.
It was no sleeping for me.
Yeah, I bet.
No sleeping at all.
Do you guys have down power lines or anything like that? Or are you dealing mainly with water at this point?
Mainly with water at this point. I don't know about the rest of the town.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been able to get out.
Mm-hmm.
We moved our car from the back side of the house away from the river to the front side on the porch because the back side was flooding first, and then it came up. So we're down. Our cars, both our vehicles, are completely flooded out and ruined.
So you can't even use your car to charge your phone right now?
No, I can't even use it. That's what I'm saying. I got 49% on my phone. I can't even use the car to charge it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, listen, here's the thing. I don't want you to waste your battery anymore, especially talking to us. We're going to go ahead and contact rescuers for you. We're going to keep calling them and let them know where you are, okay? So we can get you out of there. The storm isn't over. It is just beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
got to get you to safety.
And if you guys want to text me, I can send you some pictures.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
Well, then I can cut my phone off and
absolutely
wait till the rescuers get here.
Okay. We're going to do what we can. Amy, you and I imagine that was your husband behind you?
Yes.
You guys stay safe. Our prayers are with you. What would you say are you dealing with water and wind as well?
Yeah, there's still a lot of wind out there.
Okay.
But it's mostly water right now. I mean, you can't get to my house without a boat.
Okay. We're going to contact rescuers for you, Amy. We'll text you. You can send us a picture and then shut that phone down or at least hold on to it because the rescuers might use it to contact you.
Right.
So just make sure you Loren, you're really good at this. How does she get the most battery use?
Take your brightness all the way down. Go ahead and, you know, put it on silent. Don't stay on it. Close all your apps.
Okay.
All right, Amy.
All right.
Thank you so much. Good luck to you, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thanks.
Amazing.
I mean, the water was coming behind her, then the water was coming in front of her. She's trapped. She is trapped.
So what we'll do is we have the information for the rescuers, and on this crowdsourced rescue website, Roy, let's just put it in here and tell people that she needs rescuing. We just spoke with her. Okay. Wow, amazing. We'll bring the story back locally to Charlotte here in just a little bit. We'll check in with Brad Panovich later on this morning. Nick Hoster, our good friend over at Fox 46. We'll check in with him, and we'll see what the latest is for the Charlotte and surrounding areas on the MRL Show.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Obviously, our thoughts are with everyone who is on the coast dealing with the hurricane. We thought in our pre-show meeting we'll do one more day of wake up and win, and then Monday, if things are rough around this area, we'll just hold off on it for a little bit. But, Loren, let's call out a name because people are still going to work this morning.
Yeah. Okay, so we are looking for Chris Prophet, in Belmont, North Carolina.
Chris Prophet. Chris is one of those names. You're not sure if Chris is a guy or a girl.
Right.
Is it a K?
No.
Well, still, it could still go both ways.
Yeah, really could.
All right,
we'll have to see.
704-570-9595. Chris, you got 15 minutes to claim your $500. And if you're listening to this going, what the world are you guys talking about? Just get on the Kiss 95.1 app and sign up for Wake Up and Win.
Chris
Prophet.
Call now, 704-570-9595. $500 is waiting for you, Chris.
To be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Midnight into morning coffee. Burning through the hours talking. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you. In this bed next to you, swear the room, yeah, got no ceiling. If we lay, let the day just pass us by. I might get to too much talking. I might have to tell you something. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better.
Trying to give away $500. The name you called out was?
We are. We're looking for Chris Prophet for Wake Up and Win.
Chris Prophet from Belmont, the Ballantine of Gaston County, as we've known for a long time.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Chris Prophet.
Guess what, buddy? You just got $500.
That is awesome.
What do you do with all the money, buddy?
Probably going to take my wife to a nice dinner.
That's the thing.
That's a really nice dinner.
Really nice.
That's the thing. You can rent a little limo with that money.
Yeah.
Get to a nice dinner. Do it up.
So lay the end of Friday right here.
Put gel in your hair.
Okay. Put a little cologne on.
Cologne. Buttoned up shirt with a nice collar ironed. Yeah, dude, you'll look great.
Buy a flower.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Chris, you are now $500 richer. Thank you so much for being part of the MRL Show family.
Listen to you guys every morning. Love you.
Oh, well, thanks, we love you, man.
Thanks, dude. And the show might be a little different sounding here in the next couple days as we make our way weaving, bobbing through the Hurricane Florence.
Yeah, praying for the guys on the coast, everyone out there.
Yeah. So, Roy, we talked to Amy before who was needing rescuing. Did you manage to get in touch with the rescue people so she could shut her phone off?
Yes. Okay. Yes. They are dispatching a group as soon as they can get a boat.
Okay.
They just don't have any boats available. But, you know, she's trying, man. They're trying to get to her.
All right, Chris, you stay safe. We're keeping an eye and saying prayers for everybody. Okay, bud?
All right, thank you. You guys have a great weekend.
Uh-huh. Congratulations.
By the way, Amy, if you didn't know, we spoke to her. She is trapped in her home right across the river from New Bern. And she told me, she sent me a text, and she goes, can you tell the rescue groups I got 5 cats, 1 dog, and the water has washed all my carriers away?
Yeah.
Oh, and so no. we're trying to hold all of our animals.
Okay.
You know, because they just can't. There's still some water in the house.
It's just 2 people. Well, I don't want to say it's just 2 people, but just 2 people to hold all those animals.
Yeah. So she's like, can you please tell the rescue groups I need help with the animals?
And just so you guys know, like I just told Chris, you know, the MRL show here, during songs and during commercial, we are on a website where people are needing rescue. And in order to help them save their phone, we're reaching out to the rescuers for them through this system. We want everyone to know we're doing this on all MRL show family members' behalf, because we know that if you guys were given the same situation, you could do it. You would, too.
Yep.
So please feel like listening to the show today, you guys are part of this as well. And if you know anybody who needs rescuing, or if you know somebody out on the coast who hasn't evacuated and you're afraid for them, then give us a call, 704-570-9595, and we'll try to do some more rescues and do some more behind-the-scenes stuff, okay? We'll have an update on the hurricane locally here coming up in 2 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Welcome to your Friday. Very strange Friday around here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of an eerie Friday if you look out the window. Like, we have our window open down here in South Boulevard just outside of Uptown. And
yeah.
It just looks dark and dreary. And
the clouds are moving fast.
We just know that although we're due to get rain and some wind, the coast, the Outer Banks, are just getting slammed as you wake up this morning. And our thoughts and prayers are with everyone. We spoke with Amy this morning, and Amy was in a house in Bridgeton, and she was still waiting rescue. Roy, you got an update.
Yeah. By the way, Bridgeton is right across the river from New Bern, North Carolina. You know, she was trapped this morning under 2 feet of water all around her house. We, by the way, got photos and videos that we're going to put up on at the MRL show and on the website. But the water has receded, but she still can't leave. There's still water surrounding the house.
Mm-hmm.
So she has limited battery, so we've been calling 911 for her, which, by the way, I call their 911 center, and it's busy. So I have to, like, keep trying back and back and back till I finally get in through. The last update I heard from her, it's her and her husband with 5 cats, 1 dog. There's water in the house. She's holding the animals so they don't get, you know, hurt. And the house to the beside her, a brick house to the side of her, a gas cylinder ruptured. And now it's hissing gas.
Oh.
So I've contacted their 911 centers and updated them on that information.
Maybe that will speed the process up. You're a former 911 operator, Roy. You know something like that might
you're going to go to the more life-threatening issues first.
To show you how crazy it is on the coast as far as rescues, the first time she contacted rescuers was at 12:45 this morning.
Mm-hmm. And water, she had 2 feet of water in her house at that point. And they're a one-story structure.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, Amy just texted me, and she said, I'm just counting the minutes down. I'm counting the hours down to high tide.
Mm.
You know, she doesn't want high tide to come back through.
Yeah. Well, we hope she gets out. We'll keep you guys updated on that. Our thoughts are with everyone who is in the listening area who might have evacuated from the coast, who is now just listening to the MRL show for the first time. Let's check in with Nick Koser. The cool thing about KISS 95.1 all weekend long is if it gets to the point where any of our surrounding counties lose power or you lose power, you can always keep it on KISS 95.1. You can go to your car and turn on the radio, and then we'll keep you updated with Fox 46, Nick Koser, and the meteorologist over there, because we have a kind of a partnership with them to air the news all weekend long if we have to.
If we have to.
So the information is there for the taking. Let's just turn on real quick and see what's going on.
Honestly, we're not going to be terribly impacted by Florence today. Yes, the wind will be up. It'll be breezy, and that's what you'll notice. There will be some scattered showers around, but I don't think anything terribly heavy falls outside of maybe Richmond or Chesterfield or Anson counties. Then on Saturday, the day really downgrades weather-wise as we go through time. We'll wake up Saturday, the wind will be up. We're not going to see heavy rain move into Charlotte quite yet, as it's going to push east to west. So it'll be on top of Charlotte, I would say, Saturday afternoon. And then through the evening time, it's really going to rock and roll. Mm. The wind quiets down on Sunday, but we still have heavy rain coming. And wherever this really heavy rain band sets up to the north of the center of rotation, that's where we're really going to get clobbered. And that's what I'm most concerned with. And that's the most frustrating part of the forecast to pin down right now. Monday, then, looks like the rain should move out.
So you guys, obviously you couldn't see it, but the graphic had Charlotte in the 10 to 15-inch range.
Yeah.
And that's what Nick was saying. We're not sure who is going to get that, where that's going to go. But just like a winter storm here, someone is going to get clobbered with right. 10 to 15 inches of rain
in our listening
area.
I think they had in the extreme rainfall.
Flood. Yeah, mm-hmm. The extreme flood threat. I mean, this is a real concern, especially if you're near, you know, rivers, creeks, low-lying areas. You need to be aware, especially flash flooding. I don't know if people truly understand how dangerous flash flooding is. I've seen it, and it happens within minutes to seconds to minutes. You are looking at a normal road, and within seconds to minutes, that entire area is underwater. That's how flash flooding works. And KISS 95.1, in the event we do have flash flooding, we will be alerting you, of course. Those are very dangerous in the event. There's also a lower chance for tornadoes, but those should be just taken seriously, and we'll keep you updated with that.
Bryn sent a direct message to us on our Twitter, at the MRL Show, and she says, guys, thank you so much. I teared up listening to you guys talk to Amy. I felt helpless in the car, but when you mentioned that the MRL Show family is doing this together, it made me feel better about myself. My prayers up for everyone who is in need of rescuing and to those who found shelter in Charlotte. Welcome.
Yeah, here's the thing. These people that are trapped, they have limited battery.
Yeah.
They don't, you know, it's not like they can charge it, and they can't keep calling the 911 because it is busy. But you know who can? I can. Mm-hmm. I got power. I got landline. I will call 911 until my fingers hurt.
Roy's good at this, too. He's a former 911 operator. He knows what he's doing. You should have heard him on the phone before.
I know how to get to the EOC. I know how to maneuver the phone lines.
Yes, it was a code 617. Producer Nicole just whispered in my ear that if anyone has a CB, what is it, channel 35 is the rescue channel for people to speak with each other. That's important, too. Mm-hmm. If you know somebody who's out on the coast and they have a CB, channel 35 is a way of rescuing people,
and
too.
And we're hoping that now with low tide, like low tide is at like 720. So hopefully as the water recedes, they'll be able to get these rescue crews in to get some of these people out of their homes.
We'll be here as needed throughout the day and throughout the weekend, updating you guys on the very latest. And let's not forget that next week, once we get a grip and can see what happened on the coast, of course, the entire Beasley Media Group radio family, including Power 98, WSOC, K1047, V101.9, we will all, I'm sure, get back in operation of caring for the coast and put together a spot where you guys can all help donate needs and supplies.
Sure.
That'll be coming down, too.
And also, quite frankly, it depends. I mean, if we got Lancaster down there getting 7-15 inches of rain, we may be helping our own backyard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if we have to, you know, help you out in your neighborhood, listen, we'll be there.
Loren's going to give us a little sense of normalcy with the Dirty on the 30 coming up here in just about 10 minutes. What is going on in Hollywood?
Scooter Braun is opening up about why he was worried about Justin Bieber.
Mm.
So I'll give you those details coming up in 10.
Good. Keep our minds going a little bit this morning here on the MRL Show.
Your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KISS 95.1.
So I know it's a little different of a show today and a little different day here in Charlotte as our friends on the coast encounter Hurricane Florence, but we're going to try to do as much of a normal Dirty as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just dive right into it.
A lot of people here, Loren, in the surrounding counties are still heading to work and stuff. I don't think there's anything wrong with giving them what's going on in the world.
Sure.
What's up with the Biebs?
Justin Bieber's manager, Scooter Braun, admits that there were times where Justin was in a really dark place and he was afraid that he was going to overdose and die.
Whoa.
Things were, I think, a lot worse than we thought they were for the Biebs. You know, that he went through some periods of time where we were like, what's he doing? And I think those were the dark places that he's referring to. He says, you know, there was times that I would go to bed and just pray to God that he would still be around in the morning.
Wow.
John Legend is joining The Voice. He will replace Jennifer Hudson as a coach in season 16, which will be premiering in the spring. But right now, we're still looking to season 15, which will premiere, I know, September 24th.
I was just going to say, they're all in on Kelly Clarkson and Jennifer Hudson being the judges on The Voice.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm not a huge pro wrestling fan, but I remember back in the 90s, there was a WWE and then the WCW.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you think that's what,
and
like,
Jennifer Hudson and Kelly Clarkson being on The Voice is kind of like some WWE stars heading over to the WCW or vice versa.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's like, ooh, they jump ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's a tag team.
But Legend did say that he's really excited to be a mentor and to help people express their talents and their gifts.
Meanwhile, yeah. Chrissy Teigen continuing to make me laugh on social media.
Oh, she's the best.
I know.
Okay, so there's a lot of new music out today.
Yeah, let's get to it. Is this Dolly Parton?
Yes. So Dolly Parton and Sia teamed up for a song. Yes. It's called Here I Am. And, I mean, you can very distinctly let you tell who's got what verse, but it's such a cool collaboration.
Here you go, Roy. Hey. Your ship has come in, my friend.
I can help you find.
Parton and Sia.
I love Dolly Parton.
I do too. It's a shame Sia's on the track. I'm just
kidding.
Okay. You're so bad. What else we got? New music.
So this is kind of a bizarre one. I thought it was a joke when it first when I first listened to it. It's called GTFO, and you probably know what that means from your shorthand and text. I'm not going to say it. And it is beeped out in the song, but this is from Mariah Carey.
Say GTFO. She actually says it.
Yeah.
Wow. And by the way, when did she morph into Ariana Grande?
But that's what I said. The song is really high.
I always thought them two sounded the same.
Especially there.
I am willing to bet Mariah Carey cannot hit that live, though. Like, she had a problem with all... I'm just saying.
Look, we saw her sing on New Year's. Nobody's saying that she's going to hit it.
We know it ain't the 90s anymore.
I know. That's
what's the last
mean.
One?
And then David Guetta and Bebe Rexha's got a new one. It's called Say My Name, and this is, like, right up my alley.
Okay. Getting into that a little bit.
Yeah. So lots of new music for your Friday, but that is your Dirty.
Thanks, Lauren. Nice to kind of get our heads out of the hurricane for a minute, but of course we will keep you updated on the very latest on Hurricane Florence. Also, congratulations to Chris Prophet of Belmont. He won $500 this morning and Wake Up and Win.
You can win, too, if you just go to the Kiss95.1 app and sign up. Tell us what time you wake up to MRL. And you just got to listen. We pay you to listen to our show. But now let's play Can't Beat Loren. 704-570-9595. She's got 7 wins. Call now. Take her down.
Oh, ring it.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Sponsored by The Funny Bus.
On Kiss95.1.
Brittany.
Yes.
Hey, welcome to the Mini Ryan Loren Morning Show.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
We're hanging in there.
Lauren's blind as a bat, but other than that, everything's good. She can never see the name on the screen.
I can't. All right, Brittany, you are playing Can't Beat Loren today, so let's see how you do on a Friday.
All right, Loren.
She's got to get the step in, doesn't she, Brittany? Throw her out.
Yeah, out the studio.
I'm going.
All right, she is leaving the studio. And she is gone. She cannot hear these questions.
Brittany, we are going to hook you up with tickets if you beat her to the Funny Bus, Charlotte's area funny comedy tour, which takes you around uptown Charlotte. You and 8 of your friends will get on the bus for free, compliments of us. Plus, you'll get 2 bottles of champagne to party while you're on the bus if you beat her, okay?
Okay.
Here we go with question number 1. Chrissy Teigen's husband just got announced as the new coach on NBC's The Voice. Who is he?
John Legend.
And question 2, what's the name of that monster hurricane that is going to affect pretty much everyone in the Carolinas?
Florence.
Got to know that, right? This former One Directioner, who is known for his hit song Slow Hands, turned 25 yesterday. What's his name? Which one is that?
Could you repeat your question?
Sure. This One Directioner, who is known for his hit song Slow Hands, turned 25 yesterday. Who is that?
Oh, my gosh.
Three, two, one.
I don't know.
Okay, so no answer there. It's fine. Henry Cavill might not be returning to DC superhero films as a superhero anymore. He has played in three previous films. What superhero did he play?
He said who?
Henry, I say Cavill, but maybe it's Cavill. Hey, Cavill, right?
I don't know.
Henry Cavill.
And you said what superhero did he play?
Yes.
DC superhero. Maybe that helps.
Not
DC
me.
Superhero?
Yeah, like DC.
DC Comics?
Three. The Flash.
Okay. Not a bad guess. Vogue asked Lady Gaga 73 questions. And we don't know if it's possible to be any more obsessed with her after her answers. What movie is she co-starring in with Bradley Cooper that's due out next month? A tough number five this morning. Nicole angry at the storm, really hitting us with the questions. That's tough. You either know it or you don't, I think.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, that's all right. I've seen the trailer for it, and it looks good. Come on in, Lauren. All right, don't say anything, because here she is, Brittany.
Right.
It is a tough Gambit of the Ren.
Okay.
Nicole's mad that her mom hasn't evacuated, I think. And
She's taking it out on all of us. Yeah, Brittany only got two correct.
Ooh, okay.
All right, here we go. Chrissy Teigen's husband just got announced as a new coach on NBC's The Voice. Who is that?
John Legend.
That's right, 1-1.
So far, pretty easy, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll know this one. What's the name of that monster hurricane that all the Carolinas have to deal with?
Florence.
Right.
That's right. And then this is where it just gets hard.
It goes downhill from here.
This One Directioner is known for his hit song, Slow Hands. He turned 25 yesterday. That is?
Niall.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Brittany did not have an answer for that one. 3-2.
Niall Horan. Henry Cavill might not be returning to any more DC superhero films as the hero. He played in three previous films. What superhero did he play?
Sorry, can you read it again?
Henry Cavill might not be returning to any more DC superhero films as the hero. He played in three previous films. What superhero did he play?
I know there's two superheroes that were in the news lately, and it was Batman and Superman. I know Batman is Ben, so I'm going to say Superman. That is my process of elimination.
That is correct. Unfortunately, our friend Brittany said The Flash. Not a bad guess.
No, it's not a bad guess.
4-2.
Question number five. Vogue asked Lady Gaga 73 questions, and her answers were awesome. What movie is she co-starring in with Bradley Cooper that's due out next month?
A Star is Born.
Wow. That is correct. No answer from Brittany. Final score 5-2. I really thought you would know a lot of those.
I would never know anything superhero related, but there were two big stories in the Marvel DC world yesterday.
Not bad process of elimination. Yeah, you see how her brain works, right, Brittany?
Huh?
You see how her brain works?
Yes.
It's filled with nonsense.
It is filled with nonsense. Brittany.
I listen to you guys every morning, so there's some mornings where I play along with the radio, and I'm like, I can tire, but this morning was just my off morning.
This morning was hard.
Those are hard questions, Brittany. All right, you know what we want to hear before we let you go?
I'm Brittany from Denver, and I can't beat Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, Brittany. Thank we you. Love you.
Stay safe this weekend, okay?
Okay, you guys do the same in Charlotte. I'm not too far from you.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
They're in Denver. Okay, be safe. You know, what are they going to do with the lakes with 10 to 15 inches of rain, if that's possible?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure they have a system.
Yeah.
But that water's got to go somewhere.
And you got to remember, it's been raining off and on for the past week. Your ground's already wet.
Yeah. So. All right, let's take a break from all that is Hurricane Florence. Take a deep breath. Let it out.
Let's have some fun.
With the Friday free-for-all. I'm with you, Roy.
All right, let's play your favorite throwbacks Friday free-for-all on 5.
Now, a Hurricane Florence update on KISS 95.1.
Hurricane Florence slamming the coast of the Carolinas from Wilmington all the way down through Charleston and New Bern.
What can we do here in Charlotte to help? We can contact people who need rescuing, like this woman right here. Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
Amy, tell everyone here in Charlotte what your situation is there in New Bern.
Well, right now, actually, I'm in Bridgeton. I'm across the river from New Bern, so I don't know how New Bern is, but I'm pretty sure that it's just as bad, if not worse, than we are.
Okay.
This house has been here since 1957 and has never, ever flooded inside the house until last night.
How much water?
We had almost 2 feet of water in this house.
Oh, wow.
And it came up fast. It came up fast. I mean, it came up faster than it ever has before, and it scared the living daylights out of me.
Where did you, when this
we
water
are
was...
waiting on rescue now because I need a warm shower and dry clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, but, when the water came in, did you have to get to your higher floors? What'd you do?
We don't have higher floors. I'm a single-story family dwelling.
How'd you...
There is no place higher for me.
Oh, wow. So you just had to stay there.
That's it. We don't have an attic. Okay. I've got...
Where are you standing right now? Where are you guys...
I'm standing in my living room right now looking at my picture window at the waves coming from the Neuse River into my front yard.
Oh, are you standing in water?
Probably about a quarter of an inch. Mm. It finally did recede a little bit.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, a little bit. It went down a lot. Yeah, it went down about 17, 18 inches.
Wow.
Have you heard anything?
2 hours ago or something?
Have you heard anything from neighbors, anybody else in your area that needs rescuing?
No, I have not. I don't have any of their numbers. I have been speaking to my niece and a friend of mine that I know from work, mm-hmm. and they tried all night long to try to get somebody over here to help us. But we weren't the only ones in trouble.
Now, did the water wake you up, or have you just been up all night trying to...
Oh, no. I've been up all night. Yeah. It was no sleeping for me.
Yeah, I bet.
Sleeping at all.
Do you guys have down power lines or anything like that? Or are you dealing mainly with water at this point?
Mainly with water at this point. I don't know about the rest of the town.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been able to get out.
Mm-hmm.
We moved our car from the back side of the house away from the river to the front side on the porch because the back side was flooding first, and then it came up. So we're down. Our cars, both our vehicles, are completely flooded out and ruined.
So you can't even use your car to charge your phone right now?
No, I can't even use it. That's what I'm saying. I got 49% on my phone. I can't even use the car to charge it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, listen, here's the thing. I don't want you to waste your battery anymore, especially talking to us. We're going to go ahead and contact rescuers for you. We're going to keep calling them and let them know where you are, okay? So we can get you out of there. The storm isn't over. It is just beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
got to get you to safety.
And if you guys want to text me, I can send you some pictures.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
Well, then I can cut my phone off and
absolutely
wait till the rescuers get here.
Okay. We're going to do what we can. Amy, you and I imagine that was your husband behind you?
Yes.
You guys stay safe. Our prayers are with you. What would you say are you dealing with water and wind as well?
Yeah, there's still a lot of wind out there.
Okay.
But it's mostly water right now. I mean, you can't get to my house without a boat.
Okay. We're going to contact rescuers for you, Amy. We'll text you. You can send us a picture and then shut that phone down or at least hold on to it because the rescuers might use it to contact you.
Right.
So just make sure you Loren, you're really good at this. How does she get the most battery use?
Take your brightness all the way down. Go ahead and, you know, put it on silent. Don't stay on it. Close all your apps.
Okay.
All right, Amy. All right. Thank you so much. Good luck to you, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thanks.
Amazing.
I mean, the water was coming behind her, then the water was coming in front of her. She's trapped. She is trapped.
So what we'll do is we have the information for the rescuers, and on this crowdsourced rescue website, Roy, let's just put it in here and tell people that she needs rescuing. We just spoke with her. Okay. Wow. Amazing.
With Manny, Roy, and
Lorette
on KISS
95.1. Herflow barreling through the Carolinas. Going to be bringing a lot of rain here in the Charlotte and surrounding areas. Make sure you are prepared for this weekend. It could get bad. We're in extreme threat level, especially south of Charlotte, for flooding. And there is some risk of tornadoes and flash flooding, so please be careful this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, a little different show today, and if you need us this weekend, we will be here as well. The MRL Show and KISS 95.1, Cameron and AJ, we are going to be here. If you lose power wherever you are in any of the outer counties or in Meck or Union County, we have hooked up and partnered with Fox 46 so we can get the TV station through the radio station. And if we need to go to it, we can at any moment. So if you're out of power, you could jump into your car and hear what's going on from the experts and from reporters all over Charlotte. So thanks to Fox 46 for partnering with us. Nick Koser over there.
Yeah. And a lot of rescue kits have battery-powered radios. Mm-hmm.
Rescue kids?
Kits.
Ah.
Kits. And yes. If you don't own a battery-powered radio, maybe you should get that too, just in case, because your phone may die, the power may be out, and you could be stranded. And so you're going to need that information. But we are working on two different things here in the studio that is involving Hurricane Flo.
Yes. Roy, we spoke with Amy on a serious note. She was in Bridgeton out in the coast of the Carolinas near New Bern.
Mm-hmm.
And North Carolina just took a beating. And she was getting flooded. She was stranded. She couldn't get any rescuers to her. She had 40% left on her phone. So we reached out to the rescuers using our phones here. And on behalf of the MRL Show family members who I know are listening and are helpless to do anything right now, we did this all as a family. What did you find out?
Well, after calling their 911 center multiple times because it was busy this morning. I mean, like the busy signal. I'd call and nobody was there. So we kept calling all morning. We finally found out just moments ago that she has been rescued.
Good.
Her husband, her five cats, dog are now on safe dry land. They're safe.
Good.
Yeah.
And yeah. They're also with friends.
And if you missed that call, you can go check out the MRL Show On Demand podcast, and you can hear the conversation that we had with Amy. And that conversation was at 6 a.m. this morning when it was still dark.
Yeah.
You know, she couldn't see anything. She just heard the wind and saw the waves coming.
Now, she first reported stranded at midnight, y'all.
Yeah, during high tide. That's, I mean,
midnight.
Not only do you have these storm surges, but high tide, low tide doesn't stop. So that just pushes the water further in.
Took her 7 hours to get rescued.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Roy, thank you for doing that, buddy.
Yeah,
that's awesome. We got someone saved and rescued, and it looks like more and more people are getting rescued as we speak out there on the coast of North Carolina. As the hurricane heads towards the Charlotte area as a Category 1 storm, Loren is working on another project. Now, you're a Floridian, so this is like you're used to the hurricanes, not to say that you ever get desensitized by them.
No. And trust me, I do know the severity of the situations. My mom's home in Florida was destroyed by Wilma, and I've grown up around, you know, hurricane season. But one of the traditions that Floridians have is to make signs to leave for the hurricane. So I'm working on an MRL show sign as we speak.
Cool. You want to take some ideas from some listeners?
Yeah.
All right. What do you guys think, MRL show fam? What should we put on this sign that we're going to hang over South Boulevard from the roof of our radio station? And we'll do that coming up here in about 15, 20 minutes. 704-570-9595. I have one. You have one?
No, I've been busy with the rescue thing.
Yeah, that's true. Loren, what are you thinking?
Well, I've already started a little bit of one.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, Flo's...
You can say it.
Flo's a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to put on the sign, Flo blows.
That's good.
Double entendre.
Yeah.
I like that. Flo blows.
I was going to say no to Aunt Flo.
Yeah?
Mm.
No to Aunt Flo.
Well,
MRL says no to Aunt Flo.
Is different from her Flo.
Right. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You might...
Didn't think that far ahead, did you?
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people hate Aunt Flo, too.
Yeah.
I think that's mutually...
hey, her Flo. Take Aunt Flo with you. Go the other way.
Well, we hope everyone stays safe. Of course, we reached out to Brad Panovich, who's extremely busy this morning. We'll try and get him on before we get out of here in an hour or so. But... we'll also check in with Nick over at Fox 46. We'll see what's going on there. We'll check in live. People are calling in with their ideas on what we should put on a hurricane sign. How are you going to hang it on the top of the building? Are you nervous to go up on the roof?
No. I mean, it's blowing out there, but the wind's not bad yet.
Do we even know how to get to the roof?
Lorenz made it like it was no big deal.
I'll figure it out.
Really? I do. I mean, I've heard our engineers go up there, so it is possible.
If not, I'll hang it from the parking deck.
That's awesome. We're working hurricanes on it.
Real quick, let's say hi to Cheryl.
All right. Hi, Cheryl. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
You got an idea for the sign?
I do.
What you got?
How about Flo Buddy Likes You Anyway?
Flo Buddy Likes You Anyway.
Love it.
That's cute.
Love that. Thanks, Cheryl. Let's make a couple, maybe.
This is Fred and Matthews. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. What should we put on our sign?
Good morning. Go with the flow.
Go with the flow? That's not bad.
Yeah? I'm writing these down.
How are you doing, Fred, out there in Matthews? Okay?
Good. Just an occasional wind gust, nothing more.
Okay, buddy. Stay safe, okay?
Thank you. You all stay safe, too. You're doing a great job.
Thanks man. Bud.
Appreciate that.
By the way, we got a phone call from someone. The Harris Teeter at Stonecrest just got a huge order of water. Now, that was 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So, we're good to know that. That might be gone at this point. If anybody else wants to call in, let us know where you've been, where they have supplies, 704-570-9595. You could do that. And also, we'll get an update from Fox 46 meteorologist Nick Koester. We'll check in with Fox Live coming up in just about 7 minutes.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Hey, how's it going writing that sign down there, Loren, on the floor?
Good.
What's the sign? What's our sign say that we're going to hang outside for Flo?
MRL thinks Flo blows.
Right.
MRL thinks Flo blows. Look at us. We're so professional.
Mm-hmm. That's how we prepare. That's the other thing, too. I feel like I prepared way too early because, like, I feel like I need to go back to the grocery store. I've ate all the food. I prepared too early.
Well, oh, I got hilarious. Some good news for you, buddy, because people are texting us saying that the Walmart in Indianland has lots of water, about 50 cases. People are texting in with other ideas for the sign. Flow away, far away.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
That's not bad. And then somebody down in Waxhaw says it might be a lake, Meanie, so make sure you get your floaties ready for your family.
You know, seriously. The only thing I'm worried about is there's a little drainage creek that runs next to the next to my house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my house, another house, then a drainage creek. And I guess that could flow, but I mean, I'm still high enough.
Yeah, we're pretty high. We've got the same thing behind our house, but we're really high.
Yeah.
On the hill.
I don't know, friend. You have a pond at the beginning of your road.
Oh, I didn't think about way up there.
And you sit downhill from the pond.
I guess that could be flash flood, huh?
Yeah, and that could flow right down to you.
Yeah, that ain't good. People are also texting in saying, PSA, I want to just remind my fellow MRL show family that if you go to your settings and turn your iPhone on low power mode, you'll conserve battery life if you lose power.
Great.
Good thought. That's what we were talking about that as well. Also, somebody sent a text message in and said, thanks for keeping us posted with the updates about the hurricane. Please keep the first responders and even those working at the hospitals in mind as well. I work at CMC Maine, and we've had a few patients come in that have been transported from the coast to us. If the storm gets bad in our area, a lot of the staff will be risking their own safety to come in and help take care of those who desperately need it. Love y'all. Keep up the good work. And my gosh, can we not say enough about the first responders
mm-hmm.
and the people who are taking care of those who need the help the most in the hospital?
Seriously, one of our radio family members is a paramedic, and he just Snapchatted us. He works at the hospital, too. And it was funny because they're setting up, like, Hurricane Florence evaluation areas, and the sign said evacuations. Because they mix the two words.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so they were all laughing, having a good time.
They made a new word.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be here for you guys. If you need anything, you can head over to the website, kiss951.com. There's shelters that are open in our area. And I think there's a list of things that you can do to help those people in those shelters, supplies that they need. Obviously, we'll get together with the other radio stations here at Beasley Media Group and come up with a plan for next week for the coast if we need to. Or like Roy said, it might not be the coast. It might be Albemarle that needs help. Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you look down at Lancaster and even parts mainly down where you are, you know, there at some point, Nick Koester said this morning that the way it's looking, it's not going to be inches of rain. It's going to be feet of rain.
Mm.
We're going to be counting it in feet down there. And that's just south of Charlotte. Now, we're still in Charlotte expecting what, the 5 to 10 inches of rain, which is a lot of rain here for the Queen City.
You want to hear? Here's Nick Koester talking about it.
Here somewhere, and I've been a little suspicious that this rain has actually made it down to the ground, but you're confirming that you have seen some raindrops out there.
So there's somebody in Florence, South Carolina.
Oh, how awkward is that? The hurricane's name is Florence.
Yeah, Nick, we've definitely seen some rain.
No, this is terrible news. All right, well, we'll try and get Nick when he's doing a weather report so that we can hear him give the latest. Like, Roy, you just said, he had mentioned that we're going to be measuring water in feet. Somebody's going to. We're not sure where, but somebody will.
And who knows? I mean, hurricanes can move last minute. They really can kick up, but you got to prepare. I mean, even if we get 5 inches of rain, that's a lot. We're going to have some flooding areas, so we just got to be careful and be aware of flash flooding.
Mm-hmm. And hang out with us for a couple minutes, because one MRO show family member is seriously panicked and paranoid about her mom. That member is Nicole.
I like how you teased who the cast member was,
and then you told it.
I mean, you still haven't heard from her.
Hey,
huh?
the news is dramatic. We can be too.
No, I have not heard from her, but I have no doubt that everything is fine.
Okay,
she's
born and raised in Hurricane.
She was in the direct path of Hurricane Florence, and we haven't heard from her all morning.
Mm.
She's bad at technology.
Okay,
no news might be good news.
Okay, all right. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. We'll have an update with Nick Hoster from Fox 46 on Hurricane Florence and what it means for our area here in Meck, Union, Gaston County, all the local counties. We'll get to that coming up just after 9.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Now a Hurricane Florence update on Kiss 95.1.
Currently barreling into the Carolinas. And it's going to be about 10 inches of rain, they're saying, here in the Charlotte area?
Potentially. Nick Hoster from Fox 46, our TV partner, is actually doing a weather forecast now. It's just tuning it on.
And as we widen everything out, here's Charlotte. So, again, all the rain is still back off towards, well off towards the east. But we're worried about this big shield of rain right here coming our way and passing right over our viewing area. And if that were to happen, well, we'd see rainfall totals like this. And this would be a disaster. 6 to 10 inches of rain across a lot of the Piedmont. Some of the Piedmont would see more than that. The mountains with 4 to 6 inches would see a big issue with flooding and mudslides and landslides. So we're hoping that this thing takes a different turn and some of the heavy rain stays out of our viewing area. But we absolutely have to be prepared for this, because wherever this heavy rain band sets up, some part of North or South Carolina is going to see possibly not even inches of rain, but maybe we'll be counting the amount of rain in feet, possibly. 851. Let's get it over to Jason.
Counting it in feet, says Nick Koser, our partner over there at Fox 46. Got to be careful, guys. Listen, rain is a very serious thing. This isn't going to be a major wind event, but flooding is real.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real issue, especially flash flooding. I've seen it with my own eyes. When they say, like, a street will be gone in seconds, it happens. You will be standing there, next thing you know, boom.
Now, I know a good bit about hurricanes growing up in Florida, but I don't know a ton about flash flooding, Roy.
Yeah, I've seen it, man. Especially like in the low-lying areas, it happens so fast.
So, and I have probably a dumb question, but does flash flooding only occur when there's a water source around, or is
okay,
it?
I was wrong.
No. Like, we were talking before how I have a lake like up by the top of our neighborhood,
yes. Yeah.
And I live high above the creek in the back of our neighborhood.
So imagine this. It's all overflow, is what I'm asking. If there's a creek and the water can't hold, if there's a way for water to get down,
yeah,
it will come in fast. Even if you lived on a street, let's say.
How far will it go is my question.
It's you can't say.
Okay.
It's hard to say. But in other words, I live on a street, right? Well, I live at the end of the street. The water from an average storm goes into the storm drains.
Mm-hmm.
If you're getting a flash flood on my street, it's going to go. It doesn't. That's not a creek.
There's only so much that the drains can handle at one time.
Right.
So then it'll just build up.
So that's my question, though. Where does the flash flood come from? Does it come from the drains, or does it come from only a water source, like
any
a lake?
Water source.
Okay. Well, that was my question.
Including the drains.
And the drains.
Okay.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere that it's not handling, it's not funneling out the water quick enough, it'll just, within seconds, start building up major, especially, I think, it, like, if they're doing 3 inches of rain an hour or something massive, yeah, like that, for sure.
Can we call your sweet Grandma Weaver, please, in Myrtle Beach and talk to her?
Yeah, you want me to do it right now?
Yeah.
Do you want to call her on the studio line or your phone?
I can call her on my phone. Wait, so what's the game? Like, what do I say?
Tell her that your boyfriend's here and wants to talk to her. Because she doesn't know that you're in a gay relationship. Seriously, let's just check in with her and make sure she's okay, because she's not evacuating. But she won't be able to hear. We won't be able to ask questions.
By the way, we called her off the air.
You have to hold it up higher.
Oh, no.
We just called her off the air. She's probably like,
hello? Hey, Mama.
Hi, Melanie.
I know I just called, but I just wanted to check in again.
Okay.
I didn't know. What did you guys do to prepare for the hurricane?
Not anything really, except we put in everything that we could outside, and we put that inside. Casper come and done that for us, and she just kind of anchored everything down that we could outside, and she's just coming over here now.
Okay, and how's the weather right now?
It's pretty calm. The wind's blowing, but it's not raining or anything. It's pretty, but it might be sprinkling a little bit.
Yeah,
but
so
it's pretty calm.
So, but it's probably on its way there right now.
No, it hadn't hit here yet.
Yeah. All right.
Are you still safe in a safe place?
Yeah, I'm safe. I'm at work right now. Are you scared at all?
No, just a little bit nervous, but I'm just hanging in there, you know.
I know. I wish I could be there with you.
I do too, darling. I do too.
All right.
Mary Jo's in Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah, here comes your mom if you want to talk to her.
Does she have an escape plan if she needs to?
Do you have an escape plan if you need to get out for any reason?
Oh, yeah. We can go to the church.
Okay. Good.
Here's your mom right here.
All right.
Oh, your mom? Oh, let's talk to her.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You sound calm.
Huh?
You sound calm.
I did.
Yeah. Are you ready to go for it?
Oh, yeah.
All
yeah.
right.
I just came over here and threw my phone in there. Sorry about that, girlie.
No worries. You just didn't text me for 4 hours. Yeah, you're on the radio.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm at work.
Oh, you're at work. Okay. No, we're fine. I mean, it's real windy here, but that's all.
All right. It looks like it's headed there next.
Huh?
It looks like it's headed there next.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Good. Well, stay safe. Let me know if you need anything.
Okay, I will.
All right. Bye. Love you. Bye.
I'll tell you what I learned from that.
I thought Myrtle Beach was already dealing with it. They're not.
Well, they're not right on the coast.
Okay.
So, like, they're a 30-minute drive to the actual beach.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably, and it's a slow-moving storm from everything that I've...
5 miles an hour.
Yeah. So it'll probably be there by the end of the day.
I learned two things. I learned, one, that they have an escape plan to go to the church.
Yes.
That's awesome. And I learned, two, my family's not the only family that doesn't understand each other. I repeat myself more to my mom and dad and my brother Kevin in Chicago. We talk over each other on the phone. It's so bad.
Can I just let it be known? I literally just called my grandma 5 minutes ago.
Try her back again.
Had the same exact conversation. She's not worried about that, nor is she worried about me wearing long sleeves.
I'm surprised you didn't tell her to go vote for the best hat that you should get next on the website.
She would need a computer to do so, which she does not have.
So we're safe there.
We're safe.
All right. Well, we'll keep you updated right through 9:45 this morning with anything else coming. If there's anyone who went to a store and you want to tell us where people could go get supplies, water, batteries, important things that people might need this weekend right here in the Piedmont, give us a shout as soon as you can. 704-570-9595. Let us know where you went and what the stores have. That would be really, really good to help everyone else. Our MRL show family members coming together.
You even thought about pulling cash out of the equity in your